Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, Scottsdale, sunny HQ, Arizona. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
I love this place. Yeah, the weather's beautiful. It's our time of year, you know?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got all the snowbirds coming in from the snowy, wintry parts of
every corner of the country.
Of Canada.
Yeah, Canada, well, yeah.
All right, guys. So we're going to talk a little bit about large group training here. You know, it's funny. If you go back and you look at the rise of large group training, it was in response to, you know, the ability to scale, right? It was, hey, we do one-on-one training, but how do we do a large group of people together and do a class base? Obviously, there was the Les Mills and the Group X stuff, but this was more of a like a training model style. And the boot camp rise and everything, gosh, if you look back, it's got to be mid to late 2000s. Orange Theory was 2010. You know, right around that time, everybody jumped into the large group training bandwagon, HIIT training, Tabata. It's like one research study came out about fat loss and EPOC, and everybody jumps on board. And it makes sense because, you know, on paper, hey, we can make a lot more money charging a little bit more, well, than basic access, but less than one-on-one training. And we get like 15, 20 people into this room, get them hot and sweaty, high energy. And be honest with you, it was a lot of fun for a long time. Mm-hmm. But as things happen, cycles happen, you're starting to see, and the trend's been there for years, that, you know what, the fall off, the retention issues, and, you know, the price wars and everything that goes into large group training, making it just, first off, a red ocean. It's the easiest. It's one of the easiest models to stand up a new location with very little equipment, a large open room, and some speakers, you know.
Yep, pretty
put
much.
Some fans on there, you know, keep the air moving. You don't even need air conditioning in some places. So you're seeing this fall off. The clients are leaving. The attrition's skyrocketing. And it comes back and you start focusing like, why? Why is this happening? Why are large group training gyms struggling so bad? And this would be any class base, right? You've got Orange Theory would fall into there. CrossFit would fall into there. But like mom and pop independent training gyms that have a large group component, even if they have other service offerings, you're seeing this large group just dwindle down. And basically die. And the question is like, why is that happening? Well, there's a lot of reasons that we can think of, but the thing that is glaring is the customer wants more.
Sure.
The customer is in the middle of this equation and they're looking around and everybody's jumping around. They're like, yeah, everybody's doing the same thing. Hurrah. You know, and eventually they get a little bit older because, again, this is a decade and a half worth of life cycle. People have been doing it for 10 years. They're older. Their joints hurt. And then you start looking around. It's like, well, I can kind of do this on my own. Is it worth the money? Everybody's doing the same thing. What about me?
Am I getting the result?
Am I getting the results? And eventually they decide to move on, cancel, don't do anything, or look for another solution.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like anything, you mentioned the red ocean, right? The level of competition in that arena has been incredible, right? I think to the point where it is a very easy business to get started. Like you said, get it off the ground.
Low capital.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like if that's the environment, everybody ran that direction. And then the next thing you saw is market saturation. And I mean, because of the deliverable, because there isn't a personalized component, because it's difficult to create some sense of like loyalty beyond just the camaraderie, community, you know, color of the walls of music that's played type of thing, right? The result, the actual solution the client's looking for, it leaves them wanting, you know? And so I've talked to so many group gym owners, group training gyms, that their client base not only is a member there, but they're a member at three or four others. Or they're going to
class-based
places, yeah,
yoga,
exactly,
right. Pilates, yep.
And that's the thing is, you know, it's more or less, it's the result or the product is hot, sweaty bodies. And you can get that in a park. You can get that at any one of those businesses. And that's really difficult to run a business where you're trying to create a sense of brand loyalty when your product just doesn't provide it.
Yeah, yeah, you're competing as an ER product. Ours is better. It's,
sure.
You know, whatever, cheaper, better, ER, right? It's like, that's what you're competing against. You're basically the same product.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the same, you know, you compete on price typically, maybe location, convenience, maybe the physical plant, maybe the coaches. But let's just say all things equal, if I can go to A or B, get the same workout, essentially, I'm going to either go to both or cut one or go to the cheapest one or bounce around. And like you said, the brand loyalty is gone. You're just a commodity. It's, yeah, a transaction at that point. So then you say, okay, well, what do we do about it? And it really is, you know, you got one of two decisions really in my head, right? Like you could, number one, how much better can you make your thing? Is your product, do you go look out there and it's like, man, this is the best large group HIIT training class in town for X, Y, and Z. If you go out there and you're like, well, it's kind of like all the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a choice. Like one, make it the best. And how can you really do that? You know, at some level, it comes from the coaches. Like, this is a performance, you know.
Like, I would say even the brand, right? So, like, we talk about all the time, you know, programming top down in our organization. I think a gym, you know, if you are doing a large group and it was your proprietary method and you had education and language about how you deliver it, I think half the problem is, you mentioned Zumba, like some of those class, it's almost like a third-party programming that you're bringing in. You're literally providing something that everybody else is providing the same exact thing.
The honest truth is Zumba is a unique mechanism.
Sure, absolutely.
Zumba, the class Zumba is a unique mechanism. So think about this for a second. You're better off bringing Zumba if nobody else in town has it.
Absolutely.
Than what you have right now that is just like a fitness workout, like a high intensity interval. You're better off bringing Zumba in, because the reason people, they look at Zumba and like, oh, well, first off, it's fun and all these things, or the promise of a result, they start looking at their current fitness program, and the reason they're not getting results is because they don't have Zumba. It's like, sure, Zumba's the reason I need to get, you know, go over there and get the result.
I think the other half of that though is that it's not proprietary to your gym when the gym, because I mean, almost every demographic, I'm sure, has the large group training gyms have a boot camp class or have a cardio kickboxing class. They've got a Zumba class. They've got all of these. It's the same. Almost every business you go to.
Yeah. So when it's all the same, it becomes a commodity, which is then driven by price again, or convenience depending. So somebody might pay a little bit more to go closer to their house because, sure, it's more convenient. In the long run, it's cheaper for them because they don't have to drive across town, right? Or you decide to change your model.
Yeah.
That is what we suggest, because we're going to get into semi-private training, but that is the perfect solution to solve your attrition problems, to solve your acquisition problems, to solve your customer lifetime value problems and everything else in between. Because number one, first and foremost, the product of semi-private training is a higher value to the client than large group training, just alone in the fact that it's customized to the person.
Yep.
And if we're thinking about what a person's really, really paying for, at least in the gyms that we work with, they're paying for that attention. Mm-hmm. They want to know that this workout's designed for them
and they're going to get the attention that they deserve and pay for, and they're willing to pay for at your gym. They may not be willing to pay for that. Therefore, they fall down to the lower level because they don't value the attention or the customization. And so, like, that's the decision you have to make. Do we want to be one of many, or do we want to be one of one, unique mechanism, semi-private training, nobody else in town, or even if somebody else is running semi-private? I would hope by now most markets have it, but it's not the case.
Yeah, it's not as common as you think, yeah.
I'd look around here, and there's very few still. And we've been doing semi-private training for 15 years, okay? 15 years, and it's still not even caught on.
Yeah, and to that point, I think you see a lot of gyms from the group method, group model, that think they're doing semi-private by doing small group, where that's they're limiting the size of the attendees as opposed to individualized programming, right? It's still a WOD. It's still everybody doing the same thing with less people.
Yeah, that is the absolute wrong. That's the opposite of what we're talking about.
Correct. And it doesn't, to your point, it doesn't carry the perceived value to the marketplace. A little bit of exclusivity is not going to outdo the lack of,
you know, I was talking to a gym friend of mine that owns gyms, and he's been around. He's very well known in this industry, big time speaker, presenter, podcast guy. And he struggled with bringing semi-private training into his facilities. And we started discussing it, and it was exactly what you said. It was, hey, we believed it was the number of people that was carrying the value. So if we just did the same workout with less people, they would pay for that. And we never got it off the ground because and I told them that's not what they're paying for. They're paying for customization. If they're just going to do a WOD style with less people, it's you're just wasting your time.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Well, and we could talk to the data of the continued declining trend of group training. Average attendance for a group training session class is 6 attendees. So if you're thinking your gym is doing 15, 20, 25 people in each of these, the chances are you're not.
Well, that's even funnier because, yeah, they're probably, okay. So this is even worse. Like, let's paint sure, this scenario. Yeah. The people that do small group training, and we're going to define small group as large group styled training with less people.
Limited attendees.
Yep. Okay. If you believe that somebody's paying for the potential of somebody not joining that session and getting more attention, you're in because you believe the capacity is 15, even though there's only 6, you that couldn't be more of a worse decision. Because what you're saying is, well, we don't really have 15 people over here, but we're going to charge a premium for capping this attendance at 6 in this small group training, even though there's only 6 or 7 over there. So just because now we're just saying, hey, the value is in the potential of somebody joining.
Yeah.
And that's not even happening over here. So if you're that gym, you made a mistake. It's okay, you fix this. But really what we're talking about is capping the session at 6 people with custom strength and conditioning periodized training.
Yes.
Because if you look at, it was funny because I was at the ClickFunnels thing and we were talking, and I was trying to explain because there's a bunch of non-gym people.
Sure.
And I was trying to explain the difference between, say, CrossFit or even large group training versus what we call semi-private training. And the way I defined it to them, and they all nodded their heads, was, okay, in a large group training atmosphere, CrossFit or not, it's everybody does the same workout, and it's metabolic, it's high heart rate, and it's a lot of body weight sometimes. Sometimes there's weights involved, but that's not what defines it. It's a, and I said the word boot camp, they nodded their head, but it was basically metabolic training and cardio-based training in nature. Mm-hmm. And over in semi-private, I said it's your traditional strength and conditioning workouts, athletic, like football team style training. It's periodized, it's core lifts. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's doing a little bit different weight on the bar. You're doing 225, I'm doing 275, dude's doing 315, another guy's doing 305. Not set weights for women and set weights for men. Because a lot of in the CrossFit, it's like all women grab a 95-pound barbell over here with a, you know, barbell of 25s, and all the gentlemen do 135.
And I'll go one step further too, because a lot of the gym owners I talk to go, oh yeah, we do that. But it's progressions and regressions and just weight sets and reps. To our methodology, the workout itself can change if somebody's, you know, criteria, if they can't do.
If they're only doing twice a week, their workout's different than somebody that does 3 or 4 days a week training. Mm-hmm. There's splits versus full bodies. There's metabolic and some don't do metabolic days. And it's just based on the frequency. So that's another thing that we really don't talk about. It's like, hey, how is your workout for the large group training member? How is your workout different for somebody that comes twice a week versus 3 or 4? Well, they're just doing one extra workout.
Yeah.
That alone tells me that there's no value in that. Mm-hmm. You're just doing the same thing everybody else, you're doing one extra day. I've even seen gyms have an A and a B workout, and if you come 3 times, you do the A again. It's just like, what? That's just not enough anymore.
Yeah, it's like mailing it in.
It's just not enough value. I think there's just too much. There's just too much that other people offer to be able to compete with an AB or an ABC. Like, you need to have splits and, yes, the regressions and progressions, but the weight sets and reps change, the workouts themselves change, the splits change, and it's very difficult to do without software driving. Correct. That, by the way. Yep. That's why we designed Semi-Private Pro to kind of handle all of this. But at the end of the day, it's very difficult on a clipboard. We used to struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Our coaches would really have a hard time keeping up with even 4 or 5 people, not much less 6. And at the time, we would sometimes have to scale things way down and almost have people do the same thing because we couldn't keep up. But that's all solved now with our software. But the point of the message is that's the value.
Yeah.
They're not just paying for less people or the potential of less people. That's that's hilarious, by the way.
So true, though. I mean, and again, you know, we're speaking about this from a place where we're constantly looking at data. We're looking at the way the entire industry is playing out. We're looking at the trends of the service as a whole. This isn't just personal to, like, you know, our business versus somebody who does something different. Like, mm-hmm. It's coming from the data that's being produced around the models themselves. And, you know, you said it, the writing's on the wall. It's not something that you're just going to open up your gym or continue doing this and all of a sudden, boom, things change and you're the one anomaly that can really get where you want to go. You know, we just got done with the myths that keep you under 30K. The model is one of those big deals when it comes to your potential revenue for your business as a whole. And unless, like, to your point, you've got a couple options, but unless you do something, you there's no way you're going to outpace attrition with the cost of acquisition now for a single lead. For the attrition rates at large group it's so high that you might be breaking even on the client count and just replacing the revolving door of people. Yeah. we've been saying it. It's probably been 4 years that we've mentioned, you know, Orange Theory was down to 3 months retention. Like, could you imagine, you listening, could you imagine replacing your entire client base 4 times a year? Can you afford to?
Yeah. You can't afford it.
No.
You can't afford it. It's you're not charging enough anyway. So there's all these different things that go into it, but the writing's on the wall. Large group training, not only is it red ocean, it's just a model that doesn't make sense anymore. There was some novelty to it.
Sure.
There was some novelty. There was some novelty to the garage gym.
and there was some novelty to the hot, sweaty, high energy, you know, kick your ass into the ground style of training, like the boot camp, the military style. It was all that was, there's some novelty there. But now, again, it's a commodity. It's the easiest model to stand up as far as a new gym goes. Why would you just play over there? Why don't you just create your own new category in your market? Semi-private training. This is not small group. We got to be clear about this. This is not large group with less people. This is a totally different way. And it's not anything that anybody in your market is probably doing, and will allow you to attract a client that's looking for more, a more affluent client, and you can charge more. Mm-hmm. I would say the lowest I'm seeing anybody in our coaching programs charging is around $399 a month. That's the lowest. I also see as high as $799, which mm-hmm. is great, right? It's great. You don't need that many clients to really do well.
And that's another big thing is, I think, you know, gym owners traditionally, it was always the focus on client count, yeah, as opposed to revenue generated, right? And obviously, you know, as you provide a higher value service, those dollars add up a lot faster based on the number of people. But that's a big shift. I mean, it was a conversation I had with a gentleman this week who's in a large group model, you know, and he just kept coming back with like the client count, like, oh, I have to get to these numbers in order to get to the revenue. And I was like, I want you to stop thinking about the number of people as the ticket there and start thinking about the revenue that you're generating. You know, he's comparing semi-private to his acquisition costs and everything that he's doing with a large group. I was like, this is going to be an entirely, everything's going to change.
It's a different person.
It is. It is.
As much as I would love to say it's super simple to convert the people over, it's just not. A lot of them don't want semi-private. That's okay, because there's a whole bunch of people that do that haven't been in your gym yet.
Correct.
You can convert large group training members, especially if you've been running semi-private for a long time and you're finally getting rid of large group. You can convert those people because they've been watching it for 3 years over here. And finally, when you finally pull the plug, all right, I'll go over there. Or they've tried it and they've kind of bounced back and forth. They know it. But it's very difficult to say, I've never done semi-private training. I've only got large group. I'm going to bring semi-private in and expect a whole mass of people to move over. You'll get some in the way that we have a system around how we do it. But what's cool is you're going to start running some different marketing and even email marketing to your current list. And all of a sudden, a whole new batch of people come out. And what you'll find is, and it's really, really interesting, is these guys don't complain. The new people, they don't complain. They're easy to coach. They're happy to be there. They're much more well off, affluent, typically, like, because that's what they're paying for. They pay that higher price. And they're just more of a joy to be around versus the complainers at your lowest levels. And it's always the cheapest people that complain the most. Everybody's
every,
like,
every gym owner. Yep.
It's just really interesting.
It's so interesting.
And it's like, I don't know. You can psychoanalyze the hell out of that question. Why are the people that pay the least complain the most? And it's probably has a lot to do with how they are in regular life. And they can, whatever. I can go into that on another episode, but they just do. And everybody's like, yeah, you're right. And when you get rid of those squeaky wheels, all of a sudden it's like, oh man, there's some commonness. There's less people. They're paying more. They're I can't wait to train this person because she's always a joy to be around, Mrs. Johnson, right? So something to consider. In fact, it's almost mandatory at this point. It's almost not even considering. It's like, it's time to make a decision. Are you going to go down with the sinking ship of large group training, or are you going to move over to a new way, semi-private training, scalable? Again, this is not small group training. This is semi-private training, completely different, and save your gym and excel. Like, once we got rid of large group, for once and for all, everything went up. Everything. Yeah. Everything was great. Our retention went up. Our membership went up. Our revenue went up. Our length and terms went up. Everything went up.
Yeah. And the big thing is, I mean, to just caveat or you know, follow up with that, you're listening and you're weighing your choices left and right. Do I do this, right? Tim said, are you going down with the ship? You might be thinking of all of the different things that you could do differently to try and save that. But if you agree that this is, the path is semi-private, you have to decide how fast and when are you going to do this? because we're having this conversation today. We've been talking about this as long as a podcast has existed. You think in two more years that we're going to be that same opportunity is going to be there for you to be the first in your market? No. Somebody in your market's gonna either hear this or catch wind of what, make the same decision ahead of you. Right now is your greatest opportunity to make this transition mm-hmm. and be ahead of everybody else that's going to follow, because it's inevitable. The industry has to evolve based on what the consumer is looking for, and the ultimate choice is not if, it's a when. And yep. So my push for you is, you know, take the look, understand it, educate yourself on the differences, but it's not going to be an if, it's just a when.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind mm-hmm. that large group training is a failing model once and for all. Like, I've known this for a while, but like the numbers are starting to show up now from 2025. It's brutal. It's brutal. The attrition's skyrocketing. And again, the competition is continuing to grow. You guys need help, we've got a link in the show notes. We've got a coaching program that talks all about semi-private, switching the model. In fact, that's the only thing we're even doing anymore, is helping gyms get this model right and win once and for all, guys. We believe in this. This is what we do. This is not like, hey, we do this and we coach that. Like, this, we coach our gym clients to the model that we run internally.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be the case? Shouldn't your coach have a gym? I don't know. You know, there's reasons why you wouldn't, but like at this point, like if it's making money and it's running great, like keep the damn gym, right? Type of thing. But anyways, hopefully that helps you guys change your mind. Let's look at the numbers. We've got a whole projection analysis tool that'll help you out with this. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.